Saturday morning, the big first part of the Dandelion Day tradition is the Parade of the Species, and you're actually going to be meeting right outside of KD&K at 2nd and Main.
Exactly. Grab your kids, grab your outfit of butterflies, lions, ligers, and species real or imagined. We'll be meeting on 2nd and Main. And we'll be walking down Main Street with the African Drumming Group down to Soper's Park, where the opening ceremony will be performed by the African drummers.
For folks who don't know the history of Dandelion Day, it took concerned citizens lobbying the town to end the spraying of herbicides on parks and playgrounds. And then the dandelion was named the official town flower. And so this is sort of a celebration of the arrival each year of the return of the dandelions in Carbondale.
Yes, yes. The feast first pollinator come spring.
There's going to be live music throughout the day on the stage at Soper's Park. Before we talk about the educational presentations, there are going to be other folks out there to come and check out besides just the KD&K beer tent.
Yeah, we're going to have local producers and farmers with starts and plants for you to pick up. We're going to have the Sierra Club, Roaring Fork Audubon Society, Core and Clear will have a booth, even an electric car hopefully out there, or cars. Rosie Bell Bus is going to be out doing some silk screenings with the message of inclusion for everyone in our community. Definitely have some CBD vendors, lavender from Paonia.
Kombucha.
Kombucha. We have some exceptional community members coming to share their knowledge and be available for questions at the top of every hour. So at 11 o'clock, we're going to have a Q&A with Master Gardener Jeff Jewell. He's going to be available for any questions you might have concerning the pests in your garden, what grows good where, your compost. He's available and eager to help anyone with the questions that they have this spring to start off their gardening season.
So then at noon, it looks like ethically wildcrafting plants for food and medicine in the Roaring Fork Valley. What's wildcrafting?
Yeah, wildcrafting is going out and identifying and scavenging your own herbs, not growing them in your own yard, but going out into the wilderness and taking them from nature. So there are ethics that go along with that. You know, how much to take, how much to leave. What plants should you leave alone completely? Mm. What plants are in abundance? What noxious weeds are really actually quite medicinal and you could go out and pick a plethora of? Sarah Morehouse from Humble Herb Company will be teaching that class.
And then at 1 o'clock, one of KD&K listeners' favorite local towns, Gwen Garcelon, the director of the Roaring Fork Food Alliance, she's talking about a new plan for weeds in Carbondale. What's the new plan for weeds?
Yeah, well, you're going to have to come and find out at 1 o'clock. We've been working really hard as a community and a specific committee, the Weed Committee in general, to keep protecting our parks from pesticides and herbicides. It's so easy to spray those chemicals to get rid of the plants that we don't like. But one thing that's really important to a lot of Carbondalians and this committee is that the control method be less harmful than the plant itself. You know, if we're using poisons to combat plants that we don't think should be here, that's not an ethical or smart way to go about it. So the committee has been working really hard and working with the town of Carbondale of control methods that are safe and ethical.
The educational adventures in the learning tent continue at 2 o'clock.
We're going to have a community conversation on Carbondale's climate action plan with Core and Clear. They have been working really hard with community stakeholders. We want to make some big changes for our community in the coming decades. So if you want your voice heard, if you want to hear what's going on, come at 2 o'clock for the community conversation on Carbondale's climate action plan.
And then there's one last educational session planned on Dandelion Day.
Yeah, at 3 o'clock, we're going to have a perennial agriculture and perennial economy talk with Jerome Osentowski and Vanessa Harmony from CRIMPY, Central Rocky Mountain Permaculture Institute. Jerome has his Living Permaculture show on KD&K. He will be present at Dandelion Day to talk about a perennial garden and a perennial economy. I have a feeling that it's a lot about bartering and things that last longer than money does.
Well, this conversation can't last much longer because we're out of time, but what are you going to wear to the Parade of the Species?
Oh, well, you can find me in a tutu and a wig. if you can recognize me.
We will be celebrating Dandelion Day all day Saturday here on KD&K. Barn Darlington will be doing a special set of music from 10 to noon. I'll be playing music from noon to 2, and then we'll be in the park all day, 10 to 5, at the KD&K beer tent.
Yeah, Carbondale is such an amazing town. We get together to share art and plants and the good word.
Thanks a lot, Natalie.
Thank you, Gavin.